Hi guys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. New show. Podcast that myself, Rod, and
the Knicks.
We have created to basically bring some new content. Just talk about some stuff we like to talk about, everyday conversations, nothing really specific. But that's basically what the show is gonna be about. So no direction. We're just gonna talk about whatever we feel like it. There ain't gonna be no formats, nothing like that. We're just gonna go. That's basically what we're gonna do.
So hey y'all, my name's Joanne. My favorite color is fluorescent beige. If anybody's seen Precious, they'll get that reference. But I go by the Knicks basically on everything. I am a mom. I'm from Baltimore. I used to work with you.
That was like 10 years ago. That's irrelevant.
I used to work with you. And then we went half on a baby. And then we did that again. Uh-huh. That's basically all I can think of right now.
Well, anyway, myself, my name is not Joanne. My name is James Orenthal III, royalty. I used to also work with her at a little place we used to call Macy's. It was a fun time.
We were kids.
Yeah, it was. I would say it was one of my real long term jobs. Anyway, but
yeah.
This was like, what, early 20s? Like, around, it was close to both our birthdays, which I didn't know at the time that she had the same, you know, birth month was that close. Actually, it was like, what, 2 days apart? So it was a fun time. But, you know, I am a dad of two little beautiful children, a boy and a girl. I don't know if we want to really disclose their names yet. I mean, most people probably know anyway, since we're going to post this, like, to family and friends anyway. So I don't think that's really going to matter much, but trust me, they'll come up in many, many episodes. So I'm not really going to divulge on that one too much. So, okay. So a little about the show. It's going to be somewhat structured, but I mean, it's basically going to be all topic based. We're going to come in with a topic of the day. We're going to go through that. Then there's going to be certain segments where it's like a Q&A. There's going to be a segment where we ask the Knicks some questions, you know, and she'll answer them. I just feel like she has a different take on a lot of things. Like she doesn't traditionally think the same way most women do, which I think is really interesting.
I'm weird.
So I don't want to call it weird. It's more so you have an alternative of way of viewing things, which I think would be fun for the show. So yeah, it's going to be, you know, certain segments that it should add a fun element to the show. And that's basically the whole point of the show. We ask everyday questions, talk about different things.
And it's not just like, this isn't Wendy Williams and we're not going to do hot topics about what was on the Shade Room this
week. That's corny.
And stuff like that. Because we
talk
all
about
saw
real
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, like this is like stuff that we've gone through or experienced or something like that. But it's not like, we're not talking about Kanye looking like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes,
like,
no.
We all saw that. We've all tweeted about it. We don't need to talk about that.
We're going to basically talk about stuff that you would probably have gone through in your everyday life.
Or thought.
Not
you might
that
not have
celebrity
even said
stuff.
It, but you might have thought it.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll pretty much be the mouthpiece for that thought that you may have had. So, That's what this show is basically going to be about. I'm excited about it, so I know you're excited about it.
I mean, we put
some work into it as far as the prep go. We had an original launch date for the 8th, but we were tired. We're parents. Like, stuff doesn't always go according to plan. Mm-hmm. Not to say that the kids were...
It wasn't their fault.
Yeah, it wasn't their fault. It's just we did a lot of running around.
And I know for me, like, this past week, something is wrong. And I don't know what it is between me, like, not sleeping and then having this headache for, like, 5 days straight. Something is wrong.
Yeah, so we kind of took a little step back for us what our original launch date was going to be for the show. But nonetheless, I mean, we're still going to keep it rolling. It's going to alter a little bit far as when the episodes will come out. We don't really know that exact, you know, schedule yet. But when we do, we'll post it so everyone knows when they can tune in and where to find the show at. But far as the way the show could be found, there's probably going to be a good number of different locations where you can find the show, including places like Spotify, you know, the Apple, podcast, whatever, for the Apple.
Yeah.
It's going to be on a lot of different platforms. So anybody with internet connection should, in theory, be able to find the show. So, I mean, like I said, it should be a fun experience. So I'm excited about it. So we're just going to take it from there.
Okay, so as we both have mentioned, we have kids together. How do you feel now that you're a dad? Do you feel any different than when you met me back at Macy's? Like, is there a difference between that person then and now?
Yeah, a rather big difference. It took a lot of feeling that difference and adjusting to being a parent, because once you become a parent, I mean, of course, before that, you hear all the horror stories of it's hard being a parent. You're not going to get any sleep. You're not going to have any, you know, time to yourself. A lot of that, to some people, in fact, may be true. But I mean, I don't think it's entirely true. I mean, it sounds worse than what it really
is. It's different for every kid.
Yeah, like I've noticed the change in different aspects, but overall, they all have been changes for the good. It's a lot of patience, which, I mean, I think for anyone, that's going to be tough.
Yes.
But it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's fun being I love being a dad, especially to two very young children. Maybe my perspective will change a little the older they get and the more mouth that they get.
Sure, mine will.
It'll change, but I mean, I love it. I mean, I don't regret it at all.
I don't regret it, but like I said, every child is different. So you do hear other parents' experiences and you're like, oh my gosh. Or you see these little bad kids out in public. You're like, oh, I don't want kids. I don't want to deal with that. And you hear a kid crying in Walmart and then you see him on the floor with Cheetos and you're like,
hell no. Not my kids. You will never.
And you just turned off. I mean, I've always wanted children. I've always wanted to work with children. I just, you know, never knew when it would happen. But being a mom, and now that I'm a stay-at-home mom, like, I live with these kids. I breathe these kids, like, blood, sweat, and tears, these kids. So it's a full-time job that I hate sometimes, honestly. And then sometimes it has its perks, but it's not like, it's not as great as a paying job, I'll say. Being up full time,
so you're not getting paid.
Exactly. Like, I don't get paid. There's no vacation time, no PTO, no sick days. I don't get lunch breaks, really. Like, I get I used to get 2 hours to myself during the day when they would take naps. But Ava's getting older, and she's down to a 1 hour nap, if that. Dallas could probably sleep for like 3 hours. So I used to have 2 hours to myself, and now it's like, I'm trying to do 3 different things in an attempt to make money or my creative outlet or what have you. And it's like, I have to cram everything into an hour now. And even when you get home, it's still like they're not letting me clock out.
Yeah. And it was like, I've been feeling bad about that because it's like I'll spend, 10 hours, which is normal for my shift length. Spend about 10 hours at work, and then I come home. They do the same thing every time. They holler and scream, dad's home. Like, I'm about to get all the attention. And then that only lasts for like 30 seconds. And then it's back to mommy. Which, it kind of, I think I'm probably a little better at it now. Like, when she decides that she wants to turn off or just kind of like hide away, I try my best to keep them away from her. But even still doing that, it's hard because their instinct is mommy. Everything that, if they have questions or they want to do something, everything goes through mommy. Mommy doesn't drive. I do. So if Ava wants to go to the Sun store, aka Walmart, she comes and asks mommy to ask me when she could just ask me. 9 times out of 10, if we get out the house, it's because Ava brought it up. She want to go somewhere. And we typically go, rather it's, you know, for extended period of time, it was just 30 minutes just to get out the house. I mean, it's, I get it. They spend so much time at home that they want to be outside in whatever capacity that is, which is fine by me. But still, it's like they don't really give her a lot of downtime. And it's still now, I try to make it where as though we can somehow work it in more and more every day to try to get her more of that time. Because it's tough. It's tough being a mom of two.
You be stressing me out too, though. Like,
I mean, that's just...
I need a break from them. Yes. No. I need a break from them. However, you stress me out. Because I don't want to say that this is my house, but it's like, I don't have OCD, but I know that the kids' stuff is in a dress a certain way. The closet is a certain way. Okay. The bathroom is a certain way. The kitchen is a certain way. The dishwasher needs to be loaded a certain way. And and the thing we get, right, and we discuss often, the lunches.
Okay.
Meals.
Can I defend myself?
Wait.
All right. Go ahead.
The meals. Let's start with that because I have been making I have been making breakfast, lunches, and dinners for several years. And these kids have these nice trays, and even they have like these little plates that have sections on them. So I give them the main course, then they get sides. I like to give them the main course, fruit.
It'd be great. I ain't gonna lie to you.
A fruit and
great.
Something else, which might be a vegetable. That might be, you know, four sides, whatever. You, on the other hand,
it'd be okay.
They have a whole tray that is sectioned into 5 parts, and you give them what? The main course.
Okay. Is this where I get to defend myself? Is this where I get to defend myself? Because I have an excuse for why I do what I do. Where you use mom logic, I use dad, what would you call it?
It's just survival skills.
Basically. So she'll make them a breakfast, lunch, or dinner worthy of a TV commercial. Where on my end, I'm making public school meals because that's what we got.
When
I was growing up, let me tell you something. When I was growing up, we never even talk about the school system because they even had to implement these side dishes at some point. But at my house, the houses that I grew up in, the main course meal was your meal. That was all you ate. There wasn't no fruit cup on the side. There wasn't no fruit snacks. There wasn't no pieces of fruit. None of that. Half the time, we could only drink water. But that was it. Kool-Aid was a luxury. You couldn't drink that. We didn't have it. I mean, if you had the Kool-Aid, you didn't have the sugar. If you had the sugar, you didn't have the Kool-Aid. So what you ended up doing is making sugar water. That was it. We didn't have all of that stuff. So I'm trying to teach them, maybe at some point in your life, you're not going to have all of this stuff. So you need to be okay with a sandwich with nothing on it.
No.
That's okay.
It's not okay.
As long as you eat. You know how many times I had sleep for breakfast, lunch, or dinner? It wasn't sweet. Now, I don't want to make it sound like my parents ain't had no money. They didn't have a lot of it, but they had some of it. Bologna and cheese sandwiches sometimes was a godsend. It was rough coming up. Okay? It was not sweet. Which I think that makes the perfect balance in our household from top of the line to barely making it.
No. I was not living top of the line. Okay? Let's not do that. But
how many good schools did you go to?
I've never transferred schools. It was
How many good schools did you go to?
That's not the point. So, like, when I first started elementary school, they said my mom made too much money, which felt impossible.
Oh, okay.
So I had to pack lunch. But, like, my school cooked. So I want an egg roll. Oh, I want bologna and cheese. Okay. I want to eat an egg roll. And no, okay. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm in kindergarten, so you're going to give it to me for free. But, then, you know, once I got older, I did have to start paying for lunch. But with my lunches being packed, my mom always had, like, the juice, maybe the sandwich, and some chips. And then I have, like, cookies. Like, there was always multiple things. Like, I never just sat there with a sandwich. That made no sense. If I'm eating breakfast, which I don't really like as an adult, but as if I'm eating breakfast, that's going to be, like, toaster strudels.
No.
And no. Sausage or bacon and eggs that I'm not going to eat. Maybe even grits, too.
You had multiple things to eat.
Dinner, you know, my mom does like a meat, a vegetable, and a starch.
That was fine. You had multiple things to eat. That was fine.
You're supposed to.
We had multi-grain cereal.
Okay.
Okay? We had multiple different Cheerios in a bag.
No.
That was adventurous to us.
And then you talk about the schools. At school, they did the same thing. They make you get the main thing. You get the little rectangle pizza. Boom. Then you scoop down and you get a scoop of corn. Boom.
A scoop of corn?
Yes.
We wasn't getting scoops of corn. We can get scoops of nothing.
Then you. So y'all just had styrofoam trays.
We had a tray with a slice of pizza on it and a fruit cup. If it had the plastic on it, cool. If it didn't, cool.
What plastic?
It was a plastic, it was a fruit cup, and it had like a little thin piece of plastic over the top to kind of protect it.
No.
We ain't had those. No. Ours was just raw open.
No.
That was it. Well, you just pick it up and sip the juice out of it and eat the fruit. That was it. Now, maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
You must
but
be.
But still,
you sound like
that
you were
was what
in
it was.
Jail.
Look, life was hard.
We had the cups. They had the solo cups.
I didn't even know the names. Like when you go to Five Guys and you get the ketchup
and you put the lid on it that seals it. That's what the fruit came in.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Granted, we did elementary school at slightly two different time periods, but it wasn't that far off.
It wasn't that far. It really wasn't. And the funny part about it was my last memory of elementary school was on the west side of town. So it was really close to where you lived anyway. So I went to Lafayette was the last elementary school I went to, which is closed now. It's no longer a school. And for I think my first year of middle school was Calverton. I think that school's still over there. And then after that, we went to Guilford until we went to high school, which was then I went back over west to Emerson. We're not going to talk about the school you went to. You can save that for another. Don't nobody care. But anyway, back to the original topic.
Of you and making horrible
the children,
meals?
My kids eat, okay? No matter, even if me and you don't eat as well as we would like to eat, they still eat great.
Thanks to me.
As long as they don't know that we may have had a slight struggle or the money really wasn't there, they always eat.
Oh, they will never know.
She comes up with some meals that I would never even think of. Like, it's like, I didn't even know we had all of this stuff in the house to make this. Like, that's the type of meals that she make, which I think that's a great trait to have, especially as being a young black mom, where some families, not to knock some families, I mean, you know, to each his own, you can feed your children whatever you want to feed them, but our kids don't eat from a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Fast food restaurants, McDonald's, stuff like that, because we're very conscious of what we try to feed them. Like, we typically don't want them having candy and a lot of sweets, you know, for obvious reasons. Like, obviously, with them being so young, their teeth, you know, they need to, you know, stay as strong as they possibly can, because you don't really want your kids to be going to other people's houses and thinking it's okay to eat candy all day, every day. Like, that's not, I don't want that to happen. And even when they go spend time with their grandparents, at least I know I do. Like, I don't, if you got candy, I try not to give them a lot of it. It's okay to give them some, but like just kind of pace them.
My mom don't be having candy.
So, you know, even with Halloween, well, this past Halloween, we pretty much divvied up whatever candy intake. Right, and they still have a lot of it, so and they're probably realistically never going to eat it because we just never felt the need to want to give it all of it to them. They put the work in, yeah. It was cute. Everybody loved it. They had fun.
It was stressful.
But it was, and we don't do traditional trick-or-treating either. We went to a shopping center in our neighborhood, basically the local businesses.
It was like trunk or treat, but like
yeah, they were giving out candy. It was safer for us. Plus, I don't think the weather was that favorable. But I mean, even down to sweets and stuff like that, it's little stuff like that. Especially as being parents, that we're still learning. Like far as the food goes, she has that more down packed than I do.
I just basically like. My mom is an older mom, so whatever she was feeding or doing, it was basically like she learned from her mom or whoever was around her. Basically, that was it. And then just went with that. Like, technology wasn't really popping back in the 90s. You didn't have as many studies and stuff like that. Like, they were still preaching about the food pyramid back then, and now they're saying...
I don't even remember it ever coming up in any place, not even on TV.
And now they've canceled that. Like, so... The stuff that we were eating or that my mom was even making, like, I saw my mom make fat bag. I've seen my mom make chitlins. I've seen all of that. Like, I might have ate it back then, but I don't now. But we know better now. Like, I know that my kid doesn't need to eat McDonald's. Like, I don't even eat beef like that. I stopped eating pork because you don't really, it's more harm to stuff now than it was back then. We know better now than what we did back then. The hormones they put and stuff, like, I'm not trying to have my daughter have boobies at the age of 6.
Yeah, remember,
I don't want that.
Remember when everything on the food pyramid was considered safe to eat?
They even had sugar.
Everything was
and
safe
candy.
To eat in moderation, of course. Now they swear you up and down that breads and all of this type of stuff is bad for you.
They
this was before gluten
stuff.
Came out. Okay? This was before the environment, the government invented gluten. To sprinkle it through the neighborhoods and scare people out of eating foods that is okay to eat. If obviously it's bad for you if you eat too much of it.
But that's everything.
Exactly. So now it's like everything is gluten free. What's the organic?
Mm-hmm.
Like all of this stuff is so much stuff that could be wrong with your food, and they try to scare parents out of feeding their kids certain things. It doesn't take a genius to know what's healthy for your child. Like, it doesn't take a lot to figure that out. If you give your child a hordes amount of fruit, obviously that's natural sugars that you're giving them. So naturally, they're going to be a little more hyper. But it's more, I guess it's safer for them versus the sugar that you would find in candy. But still, I mean, it's all about what you control, like the portions that you control that you give your children.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Portion control, but that's for everybody. Portion control. But the thing about, like, how you mentioned kids being hyper from sugar, I think they disproved that. Like, you remember they used to tell us don't sit too close to the TV because
it'll
hurt
your brain.
Yeah, like all the stuff that they told us, it's not even true. Like,
mind you, these TVs were like huge. Like, and I would imagine sitting close to a tube TV would probably cause some type of damage. But now these TVs are so efficient, and the way the images are condensed, like, it's impossible for these TVs to be bad for your eyes. At least not the way they try to make it sound. I don't know. I'm not an eye doctor. What do they call it?
Optometrist.
Yeah. I don't do any of that stuff, so I wouldn't know. But naturally, being a child, when your parent tell you don't sit that close to the TV, whatever their excuse was, whatever excuse they had for you telling your children not to do that, I use the same one, even though I don't know what that was about. I still don't want them that close to the TV, whether it's the TV or the phone. And we even try to limit how much screen time they get on the phones. It's just, it almost, to me, it stunts them in a way.
It does.
Ava gets so engulfed in these little shows on YouTube. Like, she gets angry if we have to tell her to stop watching it.
Or if the phone dies, something out of everybody's control, she gets upset.
She just...
But that's just her attitude. I don't think that has anything to do with her being, like, so engrossed. But Ava's going through this phase where she's just trying the waters, just testing it a different way every year or so. So this year is basically, how smart can I get with my mouth before I get in trouble? And let's see.
Yeah, it's a struggle to, you know, your instinct to not check her right then and there in a really forceful way. It is a struggle, but at the same time, you got to try to understand she's still figuring out her emotions and how she should handle things. So that's the tough part about parenting, that they don't tell you in the Lamaze courses. They don't tell you none of that stuff.
That your kid is going to constantly try the waters. It doesn't stop. And I'm nervous because I've seen it happen it happened like for a brief moment between my mom and I. Like when that teenage angst hit, it's like that whole, I'm grown, I'm having people see me, like I'm feeling myself and I'm tired of you telling me what to do, trying to control my life. And then, you know, kids have their whole thing about like, my mom is ruining the fun. So I've seen it before. I felt it for a brief second. And I just know that in my heart, that's going to happen when Ava is a teenager. And I'm just like not mentally prepared for that.
I mean, I don't know how you would get ahead of it other than.
I can't.
I don't know how you would do it. I really don't. And because it's a female dynamic, I really don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you the first thing to do in a situation like that.
I already know how it's going to go. Like, she's going to hate me and she's going to think I'm evil. And she's going to come to you and tell you, because you're daddy and she's your princess, she's going to come to you and tell you about how horrible I am, about how I always make her do her homework and clean her room, and she has a curfew and I don't let her have boyfriends or something stupid like that. And she's going to make me seem like Shrek, and she's going to expect you to be her knight in shining armor, and it's going to be your responsibility to make sure that she understands.
I have to err on the side of whatever mom says because it's the best for you.
Right.
I would never go and tell her a different answer than the answer that you already given her. I would never do that. Because that creates a divide in the parenting scheme against the children. We can't have that, obviously.
Right.
So, I'm rooting for you, for sure. But when that happens, that's something that you and her, y'all got to find that middle ground and what works best for you.
We just gonna have to fight.
Without you.
We just gonna
body have slamming to her fight. Through my TV stand.
We gonna have to fight.
Or her showing up pregnant. Like,
we gonna fight.
I can't have neither one of those happening, obviously. Especially not with the laws against
child abuse now.
Yeah, and discipline. Not to say that we would do that if it wasn't illegal.
We gonna fight.
But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you gotta check them when you need to check them, but
just clip them in the market real quick. Remind them, hello.
It'll push them into the bread stand.
Well, you gotta watch where you going.
Like, if you ever. Which reminds me, when you go to the market and you see another parent with their child and that child is acting up, it almost sends you into a frenzy and look at your child. It instantly makes you snap and turn on your child. Like, if you ever in your life. I promise you.
The thing that I've noticed is that Ava doesn't do it, but Dallas does. It'll be a kid wilding out, screaming, and he will copy that noise as best as he can. Not understanding that kid is having a tantrum. He just hears a kid making a noise, and in his little mind, it's like a call to a, you know, a toddler call. I'm in the store. Woo-hoo! Like, and he wants to make that same exact noise, and I gotta stop him and look at, don't you do it.
Because
he will fix his lips.
He's like, what? I thought everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
Like, you don't understand what's happening, but you better not join in.
Yeah, no. We can't have that. I mean, he's very impressionable. Like, I think his way of learning is a lot different from Ava's because he is a visual learner.
Mm-hmm.
Ava is more of a, I guess it would be the traditional way of learning.
Hearing and
while she was getting first lesson everything, Dallas is picking up on the lessons that Ava was taught, and he's just mimicking it, which makes it a little easier for his learning process because a lot of what Ava say is repetitive anyway. So he picks it up rather easy. So it makes it a little easier for him for his learning process.
Yeah. And on my end, too, because I don't got to teach him all the stuff that I had to teach her. It's just like he's learning from her after I taught her.
Yeah, the other day he said his alphabets from start to finish, and I was like, "What?" It's like he was happy about it too. He even said the little song at the end. I was like, "You go ahead, you do your thing."
He know his stuff.
And it also helps that he see her go to the potty all the time. So him seeing her go to the potty is his encouragement to want to do it on his own.
Yeah,
So,
he's loving potty training.
like yesterday, you could hear his little pee hitting the
That was
toilet.
so awkward.
It was cute at the same time because he looked back like, "What?"
Yeah, he had, because his potty was facing away from us. And then he turned around like, yeah, I did it.
He
Yeah.
was so proud of himself. I was like, and you hype him up, and he get all hype and jump up and down and start running. I'm like, "You go ahead. Now, if you could just put a duty in there, we'd be all right."
Every now and then.
Yeah,
It's not an everyday
it's
thing.
not constant, but anyway, that was just a we just want to kind of warm our feet up with the show and basically give you guys an idea of what we're going to be covering. Like I said, it's going to be a wide range of things, so it won't be anything, specific every episode, but it's just a general idea of where we're trying to go with this show. So if you guys could support the show in every way possible, we would greatly appreciate it. We're just two black parents out here trying to, keep things PG,
We
but at the
could be
same
selling crack,
time,
but we
you know
not.
what? We could be selling crack. All the bricks. You understand me? All
All
the
white
bricks. We
bricks.
live on the east side of
All
town
white
too.
bricks.
You can go outside and
White
find a
thin
brick on the
bricks.
corner. You can
Bricks.
find a brick on the corner. We could Walter White this whole situation. But we're trying to take the scenic route because we Christians, and that's just what we do. Okay? So, any last words? Anywhere we can find your other projects that you got going?
Okay, so Facebook is the Knicks, THA space NIKS. Instagram, the Knicks, same thing, but an underscore in between the and Knicks. YouTube, the Knicks, same as the Facebook, THA space NIKS. Twitter, whoo, it gets wild over there.
Yeah, so basically don't go to
THA,
that
I just, yeah, don't. Never mind.
one. Yeah, stay away
If you
from.
want my Twitter and you're not family, I'll give you my Twitter. I have Snapchat, but who still uses Snapchat?
We're not gonna set up a separate page for this show just yet. We kind of want to build a following a little
You
bit.
just find us.
Yeah, so basically, if you already know, what the Facebook handles are, we're gonna post the links there so you can find the show. Like I said, there's gonna be a lot of different ways where you can download the show. But if you decided to do it through Spotify or whatever music streaming service you got, all you have to do is just type in the name of the show, X Factor, EXFACTA, and it'll pop up. You'll know it's us. You'll see the what's the name of the picture? It's like a we it was a you'll know. It's a picture of her and
It's a
myself.
caricature.
Yeah, it's basically that. So you can find that pretty much anywhere. And on that note, we're pretty much going to end this one here. I think we went way over the set time we were going to do for this first episode
That's because you
anyway.
talk too much.
Whatever, somebody got to carry the show. So
Wow.
anyway, trust me, she's going to get me back on that. But anyway, appreciate you guys tuning in. Like I said, we're going to try to drop an episode every week, so that kind of keep the content rolling, keep everything fresh. So on that note, we are going to sign off here. Once again, I am Rod. This is the Knicks, and you have just listened to X Factor.